Welcome to Loving People to the Cross. I'm Pastor Tom Crandall. I'm so excited that you've joined us today. I hope and pray that this word from the Lord encourages you and uplifts you in your spirit. And I hope it draws you to walk closer with Him. Remember, after the podcast, stick around for one more message from me, your host, Pastor Tom Crandall. God bless you, my friend. If y'all will, pray with me. Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord, and we say thank you for moms. Lord, thank you for an opportunity to come in your house. Lord, I ask you to lead us, guide us, and direct us. Lord, this morning I ask that you'll move me out of the way and just preach to us, Lord. Lord, and just let every word that is spoke be of you. Lord, we love you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And the church said, amen. This morning I want to invite you to the 16th chapter of the book of John. The 16th chapter of the book of John, verses 21 and 22 is where we're going to be at. And I want to say this, many times life is up and downs, right? It's filled with everyday struggles. And every day for a mom, the struggles are different. Amen, moms? You deal with skint knees, broken hearts, and the sick little ones. Moms pour everything into making sure that child has everything they need, plus some. Amen? A mom is a superhero, if you will, in the eyes of many. In the many, a mom can mend what nobody else could. A mom wraps her arms around her child and loves them and cares for them. But many times, moms hide their broken hearts. Many times, moms are discouraged. Many times, moms feel like they're forgotten. But in verse 21, Jesus says something here that I find to be a blessing. And as I began to study this week, I know a lot of times on Mother's Day, people shoot straight to the book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter, and they begin to pour out about that virtuous woman. But this morning I thought, as I began to think on it, Jesus says a lot in this one verse. He says this, "A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remember no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world." I remember the night that Carrie gave birth to Abby. I was a nervous wreck. I had worked third shift that night before. I had sat down in the chair in the room where she was giving birth, and I took me a nap. To hear her tell it, I took a 7-hour nap, but I did not. Okay. But I remember the pain that she went through. I remember that agony that she went through. I was awake. She said, "I don't see how he's asleep." I heard that. I hear everything. But I remember watching that, and as soon as we seen little Abby, and I remember looking and going, "Man, she's gorgeous." But fear instantly hit. But mom didn't have any fear. Amen? Mom embraced that child, and she loved on her. Verse 22 says this, "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." John chapter 16, verse 21 is a promise, I believe, not only to us as believers, and as Jesus was talking with the disciples and those around him, I believe that this was a promise not only to them, but also to moms, that no man can take your joy. Amen? Each of you have a little mirror in your bag. I want you to take that little mirror out. And I want you to look into that little mirror. And as you have it, I want you, not literally tell me what is looking back at you, but I want you to look and see what is looking back at you. The eyes that you have seen more than many. This morning, I have a message that if it was titled would be "Beauty in the pain. I'm not a mother, and many of you would obviously say that that is a fact. Amen. This morning, I want to share this with you. The beauty and the pain is all the times that you sat up at night, all the times you went days without sleep, all the times that you sat in the chair waiting on the call, "Mom, I made it to my destination safely." The first point I want to make this morning is a mom's pain is like no other. There is no one that can describe that pain except for a mama. Amen, ladies? And oftentimes we hear people say things like, "If you only knew what she's been through." We really don't know what she's been through. But I tell you this, no love can compare to a mother's love. A mom loves unconditionally, and her pain is unconditional. Amen? But there is hope and purpose in the pain. Sometimes we don't understand it, and we can't explain it. But in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25 says, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come." She shall rejoice in the time to come. There is coming a time where there will be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, no more hurts, what the book of Revelation tells us. Amen. There is coming a time when a mother will never have to weep again. I remember getting the phone call that my mother had passed away or was on the verge of passing away. And I remember getting to that hospital as quick as I could. And my flesh was so selfish. But in my heart, I knew that where she was going to spend eternity, there would be no more pain. There would be no more heartache. There would be no more sorrow. There would be no more tears. Because strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. Verse 26 of that 31st chapter of Proverbs says, "She opened her mouth in wisdom and is in her tongue and is the law of kindness." I have never seen, and I've met a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, anyone as kind as a mama. Amen. Now y'all look at me and y'all are thinking, "You ain't met some of these people we know. Some of them ain't so kind." But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to a mama and her babies, there's a kindness there that cannot be explained. Amen? We think of a mom suffering and we automatically think of the worst. We think of the things that they're going through. We think of the things they've been through. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Think about this for a moment. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Let me tell you something. There's nothing like a praying mama. Amen. I have seen many times a mama's prayer. I've heard the cries of many women as they've prayed for their children. I've heard the cries of many moms as they said, "You don't know, that's my son or my daughter that's in the back of that car right now. I just want to help them. But I'm going to stand firm in the Lord." I've heard that many times, ladies and gentlemen. Many times have we seen moms who struggle just as much as a dad. I think oftentimes we find reason to blame a mom quicker than we do a dad. "Well, no, that's not true. That never happens." You want to bet? Well, if their mama would have done this a little more, they wouldn't be that way. If mama would have done that a little more, they wouldn't be this way. If mama would have done this a little more, they wouldn't be that way. Let me tell you something. Men, if we would be men, mama wouldn't have to do half the things that they do. Amen? It's being honest. A man should not be beneath his wife getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to sit with a sick child. He shouldn't have to depend on his wife to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and change a diaper. Now, if any of y'all's children are still in diapers, y'all are in trouble. Okay? Because I'm looking out this morning. I don't see any infants yet. Okay? But I'm going to tell you this. In the beauty of it all, Proverbs 31, verse 31 says something so amazing that I'm going to go back to the book of John. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen? But when Jesus is talking here, in John chapter 16, which I did not mark, so that's why I'm flipping pages again. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. I remember one night Carrie was laying, we was laying in the bed and we had just got probably good and comfortable. And that little noise box that she has in the bedroom, little pager goes off, and they give the address and the location, and this young lady is in labor. Carrie jumps up, and she goes, "I'm going to deliver a baby!" I was like, "Go get them, Tiger. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not going." And she goes, and they get this young lady in the ambulance, and I don't even think they had made it to Jackson yet. And this young lady had that baby. And y'all, I want to say this. There is a time coming to when everyone has that joyous moment. Amen? There's that time where every mom is excited that life has been brought into the world. But moms, I want to explain this to you. Your husband shall lead your home. But, yes, there is a but. You are the prayer warrior of your home. Amen? And you know, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Mama, don't let no man take your joy. Don't let nothing take your joy. There's challenges, there's ups and downs, there's curbs, there's dips and dives, but no man will take your joy. That is a promise of the Lord, amen? We all have challenges, but I want you to take that mirror and I want you to look into it and I want you to know that there is beauty in your pain. The first time I heard that, I thought that was the silliest thing I had ever heard in my entire life. There's beauty in the pain. That is the most ridiculous thing I thought I'd ever heard. Then I watched mamas cry and plead and beg. Then I've watched mamas rejoice. But I want you to look on the back of that, and all of them are different. There's a Bible verse, amen? Or there's something on the back of each and every one of them. And the one I just happen to be holding is 2 Corinthians 5:7, walk by faith, not by sight. So even when there's days where you can't pick that mirror up and look in it, you walk by faith, amen? Even when there's times where you feel like it's all hope is lost, try not to dump this out. I'm going to make a mess. She opens her mouth. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Men, I see some of y'all smirking. That's a bad idea. Y'all got to go home with them, amen? I don't, okay? She opens her mouth, and wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. What you instill into your children, they will cherish for the rest of their life, amen? They will hold to that promise. Now, I want to explain something to you. The chocolates were Carrie's idea, okay? Not mine. But after everything's gone out of that bag, when it's completely empty, when the kids have got a hold of your little mirror and done lost it, amen? When the candy's gone, and when the bookmark has become exactly what it was intended for, I want you to keep the bag. Why? Why would I do that? Because when there's times when you feel empty and you feel like it's all over, there's more in His promise to refill you, because no man can take your joy. Amen? If y'all will, stand with me this morning. I hope this morning encouraged you. Hey, it's Pastor Tom. I hope and pray this message touched your heart. And maybe even today you're asking yourself, do I know Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior? You know, oftentimes in life we find ourselves in the mix of life. And life is hard, it's difficult. But if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and today you say, you know what, I want to do that. I want to accept Jesus. I want to know Him on a more intimate level. If that's you, my friend, today I want to pray with you. Simply just pray this. Father God, I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to send Jesus to come and dwell in my heart and to be the Lord of my life. I know that I'm in need of a Savior, and without Him, I would be nothing. Amen. My friend, today, if you prayed that prayer, I want to hear from you. You can email me at PastorTomCrandall@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want to send you a Bible. I want to send you some information on how to continue to walk with Christ. I love you, my friend. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing with you. God bless you.